Ooh, you even cuter than your baby pictures.
Thank you.
Okay, so Aunt Sugar may leave you speechless, and so can the actress who played her.
Hey, y'all, thank you for joining the show. I'm here with Mr. Eyebrows, and we're going to talk about some things today.
It didn't take long at all to find out what inspires her and entertains thousands.
I love making people laugh. That is my thing, whether it's in a room with four of us, five of us, or on the stage with 5,000.
Actor, comedian, the incredibly funny Kim Whitley on this episode
of The Pulse with Billy. Billy with the eyebrows. You're a good interview. You asked some good questions.
Thank you.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. By now you understand, people who are doing big things, using their voice in various ways. We love having them in the studio with us. And Kim Whitley is here with us on tour. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill. I appreciate you.
So I'm sitting here going, is it disrespectful to just start off with Sugar?
No, people call me that all the time.
Do Sugar. They?
Yep, Sugar, because that was my first movie. And I look like Sugar then. Now I look like diabetes. Right. Things, you know, it changes, Bill. It changes.
Sorry, so we've established we can go down that path. We're cool like that.
Oh, Bill, we're cool like that. And you're cute. Come on, cool. Bill. Okay. Come on, bring it.
All right. I appreciate you. You just got finished doing Good Day.
Yes.
And Good so Day. You met Mike Jarrett.
Yes, I did.
You were even surprised by that. It shocked me a little bit. Now, Mike has no filter. For people watching, he has no filter.
Well, how can you not have a filter on the news in the day, in the morning? That's like when the Christians watch it. Like, that's when you really got to be careful.
We ask that a lot. But it was, has that happened before? Like, he went down a path.
No.
And you were like, how?
I've done a lot of television. I go across the country when I'm doing stand-up in the cities, and I go to all the morning shows. I have never been stumped on a morning show until Mike. What's Mike's last name? I'm writing
Jarrett.
My diary.
Mike Jarrett.
Mike Jarrett. Y'all remember that name. He stumped Kim Whitley. He was talking about a sandwich.
Right.
We're talking about a Philly steak sandwich, and I was just being, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, do you like the meat or something? What kind of meat you like? I don't know what he said, but my brain got scrambled.
It went off the rails.
Off the rail. And I was like, I almost was like, excuse me, standards and practices, are you here? Y'all are off today, right? Y'all are off. There's no signal. Can we go? I didn't know what to say. So I said nothing.
It was funny to me because it was celebrities. They're just like us. Because you came in this studio after that with all the things that you could have said.
I would have said all the bad stuff. But they would have remembered Kim Whitley talking about me, not Mike.
Yeah.
They might have been she's quite nasty in the morning. No, Mike started this.
So she was getting ready to pray.
I was about to do a whole section with psalms and hymns and everything. Bible verses.
All right. Yeah, Mike was nuts. If it makes you feel any better, we host another show together, Mike and I. Uh-huh. And I keep a notepad that has the disclaimer on it. So in the middle of the show, I am consistently saying the opinions expressed by the hosts are not necessarily the opinions of the management and ownership of this station. I memorized it.
Okay.
Because that's what we need to do.
Does Mike own the station? No, he got something.
Depends on the day.
Because Mike don't give a damn. I'm going to tell you that right now. Mike gonna say what
fun.
He gonna say.
It was fun.
Oh, no, he's fun, but he got me. That's the first.
That's what's going to go viral.
Yeah, that was the first.
Jarrett got you. Backpedal a little bit, because people know you for various reasons. You've been doing this for a minute. Comedy tours, multiple shows, podcasts now with your girl Sherry. Uh-huh.
Can we talk about your eyebrows? See, this is the thickest, nicest. Women want those eyebrows. And I apologize to go off the rails, but as you get older, you lose some hair follicles. If I had your eyebrows on my face right now, I'd be 35. Okay, go back to your question. I apologize.
I don't remember what the question was. All right, we will go back. Say, I'm getting all the stump that we didn't have for Jarrett. We come back. People know you for a lot of different reasons, but how did you get started? I heard a story about Red Fox said you were funny. Mm-hmm. Is this true?
Yeah, back in the day, I was on the set of Harlem Nights, and I was babysitting basically one of the little kids, the kid that was in the movie. His dad couldn't make it, and it was Red Fox. I think it was Ronaldo Ray standing up. Red Fox was sitting down. Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. And I walked around a corner, and Ronaldo Ray was like, I was like, oh, there's no seats. I'll go back. He said, as long as I got a face, you got somewhere to sit. And I turned real fast. I said, well, as long as your face looks like that, I guess I'll be standing. And all I remember is Red Fox spit his coffee. All the men jumped up, and I was horrified. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? And that's when Red Fox approached me, and he said, you should be doing stand-up.
Yep. So you were just there on set just helping out.
Just helping out.
With legends in Harlem Nights.
Yes.
And legends said to you, you should do this.
Yes. Mind you, I was a child myself.
Right.
No, but
who
I was,
responded
was
like that?
Right. I was a grown woman. No, but I was, young. And I did. I was quick. And he was like, you really need to be doing stand-up.
So from him saying that to you deciding to do it was how long?
The day he died. I know. It sounds crazy because he said, get 10 minutes of material together and I'll help you. Well, first of all, 10 minutes of material to someone who's never done, that sounds like 4 hours. You're like, 10 minutes, oh my gosh. And that's what you gotta remember. When opportunity knocks, you gotta take it. I didn't do it. So the day he died, I went out and did 2 minutes on stage to honor him. So that's how I started.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So had that connect, wasn't ready to jump, and then when he passed away, it's like, I'm
yes.
gonna do this.
Yes, because had I done it probably then, I'd probably be on cocaine and probably pretty funny right now. Who knows?
Yeah. It might have been a different ending.
Who knows what I'd be doing?
The timing was right, so you waited to do it.
Well, I was a little too young, maybe.
And then it was upward trajectory pretty consistently, or you had to do the grind?
No, I really went into my acting, did a lot of acting. I just recently got back into my stand-up hard, maybe 7 years ago, with David A. Arnold, who passed away recently, but we went on the road together. So he really told me to go. I used to call myself an improv comic. And that's just going on stage, always talking about what's happening, and I never kept a joke. And he was like, Kemp, these comics out here stealing your jokes. I was like, what? They were like, you're leaving jokes on the stage. I said, what do you mean? I'm just saying. He said, they're writing them down. They're like, Kim's never going to use, that was my reputation. Kim's never going to use it again. I'm taking it. So he was like, please stop and start repeating, the jokes.
Yeah.
So, that's how I got my set.
People were stealing your stuff without hesitation.
Is it really called stealing? They were
yes.
Like, Kim's not, but they were like, Kim's not going to use it again. I was known to not repeat a joke.
And you just roll with it.
So I had to stop that.
So what was, from that transition, what was the big break? Was it Next Friday? Because you were doing things. The comedy continued on. When did you go, okay, like I got this?
With stand-up or just in
life?
Your
career. Like, no, I got this.
I don't feel like I got it yet.
Really?
No, you know, and I think that's the way you stay humble, but I feel like there's still work to be done. I don't feel like I got it. I go on set, I'm still nervous. I got to shoot the Upshaws next week or in 2 weeks. I'm already in the script like, oh my God, and I've been on that show and just did a movie with Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler, The Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, you can't just kind of nonchalant that.
I know, I did, but I was like this.
I was just in a classic update remake, just a little something. Let's move on to the next one.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so, you're right. So I'm very excited. Okay. It is a big deal. But Adam Sandler, he always calls his people back. If you notice in Adam Sandler movies, he always has his friends.
He is, for years.
For years.
You see the same people playing fairly similar roles, going through that.
And I think that is the best thing. He makes sure we all work. He likes working with people, comics, and having fun. Him and his family is all involved, and just a fantastic guy. If I ever can say a couple people that are fantastic, I would say Adam Sandler and Henry Winkler.
Really?
I know that was weird.
That was out of nowhere. He actually was here. He was Henry Winkler did a show with us on the weekend show.
Oh gosh.
And brought his book.
Yes.
And the whole nine.
These are just some people. There's so many people that people don't know, some celebrities that are really lovely.
Okay.
That it's not even about money and fame, but there are some very nice celebrities out there that you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, that's and go off on tangent because we're telling your stories, but that's actually one of the things I love about this show.
Uh-huh.
And we tell people all the time because folks come in and it's not the 3-minute kind of promoting something discussion. You get to spend half an hour with somebody.
Oh, no, I plan to be here an hour.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they told you a half an hour.
Even
I'm
better.
I'm going to be here.
Look, we could, this graphic changes. We can just go ahead and slide your name
Don't
in
slide
there. Also,
with Bill Anderson and Kim Whitley. Hey, y'all, thank you for joining the show. I'm here with Mr. Eyebrows, and we're going to talk about some things today. So, Bill, so what's been going on in your life?
I'm living my best life. I'm good. But so we have people come in, mm-hmm. and you talk to them, and you get a chance to find out that, okay, that person I've been watching or that person I hoped was really nice really was. You know,
yes.
And that's a cool experience. Some, but most have been really cool. So that's a cool energy. That's the last thing my brother said when I told him I was interviewing you today.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I love her. I hope she's as nice and fun and kind as she seems.
Your brother.
My brother said
is
that.
Is he married?
He's not.
Is he straight? I mean, I don't mind. He's gay. I don't care. I'll take straight, gay. I don't care. What's going on
we
with your
have
brother?
To come to the
Does
show,
he have eyebrows?
It? He's successful. We look, you know, we look a little bit alike.
How old is he?
How old is Kyle? He's
Kyle. Oh, no, I can't mess with him. Kyle. He got my brother's name. My brother's Kyle.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I tried.
Names. I can't imagine being in the throes and be like, Kyle. I'll be like,
All right, so I will tell him,
tell him
that
you know
were
what?
All of that.
Yes.
I mean, there's still time in the interview, so as of right now,
yes,
you were
please.
All of that.
All of that. You said there's still time.
Do you? No, who knows? We go off the rails. Are you still, it sounds like you're still loving this. You're still loving the comedy. You're still loving the acting. You said it keeps you humble. You still enjoy doing all this?
I do. This is the thing. Am I going to get a copy of this? Because I got to post this. This is fantastic.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my friend over there to get it down. Let's see. Because you're a good interviewer. You ask some good questions.
Thank you.
Do I love it? Yes. I don't love the traveling and being away from my son. He's 14 years old. It is very difficult to parent and be away. You know, doing homework, I'm checking it on FaceTime, you know, that's what's difficult. I love making people laugh.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here in Philadelphia at the Punchline. That's right, Friday and Saturday night. I enjoy making people laugh. That is my thing, whether it's in a room with four of us, five of us, or on the stage with 5,000. It brings me joy.
And so that's why you keep doing it. You don't have to do this anymore. You're doing it because, I'm assuming,
oh, you ain't seen these bills in my house. I got to keep doing this. I'm going to do this till I'm 97 years old.
Making people laugh.
I'm okay, but I do. You're right. It is a thing. It's a, you get on stage and just like you obviously love this. You built this whole thing to do this, to talk to people. So when you get a chance to do what you love, a lot of people don't. You got to keep on doing it.
So you do, obviously, comedy. Obviously, the acting, you've produced stuff, your own docuseries. You have the podcast with Sherry, who was here and talked about you a lot.
What?
She did. That's like, that's my girl. Yeah, I had different stuff. Her picture right up over there. We'll put
Sherry,
yours next
got her
to
picture
her.
Up. Yeah, put my picture next to her.
We go over
and
there.
Make sure mine's a little higher. Okay. Right. Sorry.
So all of those things, the podcast, looked at some of your social media as it relates to the wildfires and helping people.
Yes.
It seems like you've kind of taken all of those things, making people laugh, but using that voice.
Yes.
Is that that's a part of it all for you too?
Yeah, I think, and I wish I knew the saying. I keep asking Earlene, what is the saying? I can't think. With great
power
or great visibility comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
And I believe that. If God puts you in a position where people are seeing you, you have to use your voice for good. Now, I talk about some other people that ain't using their voice for good. He done lost his mind, but we won't bring that up on the show. You have to use your voice for good. And it's not like you're going to get in trouble, you're going to get penalized, but you leave a legacy. You know, you really, some people want to leave a legacy of, oh my God, he tore up, you know, democracy. Or, you know, what? Look what she did for the world, or look what she did for her community or her family. You want to have a legacy that when you're gone, people talk about you. Like when I leave here, I want you and that young lady over there to talk about me till tomorrow.
And my brother.
Kyle. Yeah. Kyle, I'm going to need, is that my camera right there? Kyle, I'm going to need you talking about your girl. Wait a minute, hey, Kyle. I turned in the mic all of a sudden. I'm sorry.
Back. You got a middle name. We could go with David.
That was my best friend. That's bad.
Dude, this is problems.
David is good. I'll go with David.
This Kyle is problems.
David, that's a strong name. What's he do for a living?
He's a consultant. He used to work on Capitol Hill.
Really?
He did.
Oh, he's too smart for me. No. Right. I don't need no smart man.
So all of that, you know, the use your voice for good you just talked about is the tagline of this show.
Is it?
It's the whole foundation of the show. It's the last question I was going to ask you, so we'll get back around to that.
Oh.
Ask everybody that. So see, we're on the
to
same,
use your voice
on the same page.
Okay, I love it.
That's the point of
Look
this
at
show.
You. Just the eyebrows, the skin tone, the brains. You are doing it. I mean, the sweater with the little shirt hanging out of it. Boom! You better go ahead on. You are ready. Got the waves in the hair.
Who was my producer's here in the store? One of the comedians was here making fun of my hair and talked about I look like I should be in the Temptations movie.
Oh wow!
Sitting there,
did you check their hairline?
That's yeah, what I'm trying to remember done. Who did
who
that.
Who was that? The Temptations.
I probably have it in my phone. I'll show it to you. And then he started dancing.
Oh my!
Temptations.
Was that Atheon? Bill Bellamy could have been
Bill
good.
Bill Bellamy. I find
you
it.
You could have been.
I was just minding my business.
But it could have been. You could have. It just needs to be a little shinier.
Right.
You ain't got enough grease in your waves right. to be
like
in no
a
Temptation.
Five part beat.
Yeah.
Right. Can't nobody sing like Eddie King.
Come on now.
You are on. You're on tour.
Yes.
In Philly, and the residency.
Yes.
So what do we see from a Kim Whitley tour?
Wow. In Philly at the Punchline, which I've never been. My residency is at Jimmy Kimmel in Vegas. Two different kind of shows. It's maybe same material, but a little different. Something about Philly, New York, Cleveland, a different kind of vibe. You know, this show in Philly is with my girls, so it's going to be kind of fun. In Vegas, I'm by myself. Well, I have an opener, Skills, or Andre Lavelle, but it's different also because there's people from all over the world. Even though you do the same act, it's a different kind of thing. I break off, find out where people are from. It's kind of Vegas. You got to have like da 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 da. Right. Oh yeah, let's see you dance. Ooh, what about you? Is it your birthday? In Philly, jokes cracking on people.
Yeah, we're different.
Different. Different.
Philly's different.
And you better come with it and fun. And what I talk about is I'm a storyteller comic.
Good.
And I tell stories about my life, observations, my son. The fires, you know, that recently happened, people in the news, you know, things like that. Puffy, you know. Oh, sorry. Did I end with that? My bad.
No, we'll keep going now. A couple more minutes. So real stories, the things that you're experiencing and having some fun and laughing with people.
Yes.
Are you one of those shows where they need to sit there and shut up because if they start saying stuff at you, it's going to go bad?
Oh, it's never going to go bad. People do think it's like a talk back.
Okay.
So, you know,
that never ends well for the person in the crowd.
It never ends. They
why
just
do you
know
do that?
That? Stop.
Yeah.
You got it. You know, it's fun for a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep going, you are going to hear security. Mm. Because first of all, the people that paid for the show, they don't want to hear it over and over and keep going.
Okay.
So that's.
Yeah. Don't pick a fight with somebody who has a mic and they're funnier than you.
Mm.
Like that just. No, this story. I learned that lesson young because my godfather used to be an executive with Sony Records.
Uh-huh.
There was a tour that Eddie Murphy was on, and his time was up. And my godfather was on the side of the stage trying to get him to come off the stage.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And he ignored him for a while. And then finally, Eddie Murphy turned to him and the crowd and said, I don't know who that guy is in the tight suit, but went off on this profanity-laced rant and told him, I'm paying the bills in here, so you and your suit go somewhere and sit down and shut up. And that was the vice president who was promoting the show.
And you saw and he, it?
No, I didn't see it. I just heard the story.
Okay.
And he put his head down and walked away.
I bet he did.
Just like, that was a valuable lesson.
Valuable lesson.
Don't pick a fight with the person with the mic.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. It's Eddie Murphy. Don't pick a fight with the person with the mic and money. Because he'd have picked it with me. I'd have been like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're paying the bills? I'm out of here.
I don't know. You're on stage with the mic. You get to handle it. All right, so tell us, we have a few more minutes. I appreciate you spending this much time with us. So you glossed over the Happy Gilmore thing. That's the biggest what's next. Like, you do a little bit of everything. So is that the biggest what's next? What else should we be looking for? We still got time to get tickets to some of the shows on your residency. Like, what should we be looking for?
Wow, what should we be looking for? I want to know too. No,
We got producers or something in here. We got staff to help out.
I'm looking to do my own special. Okay. I need to put out a comedy special. I don't have anything out. Okay. I never have. See, that's the whole thing about that. I'm an improv comic, you know. Mm-hmm. But I need to put something out. Like I said, leave something. Because once you do your stand-up special, you got to start fresh. That means I take all these old jokes, gone. They're out. You go and start fresh. What are you going to talk about? And it takes a minute to build a new set. Talk to Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes said it usually takes about 2 years on the road to build and get ready for a comedy special.
Okay.
So you got to start, and then you get ready for your next one.
That's your bucket list.
Yep. That's my bucket list.
Do you need people to do it anymore? You had 2 million followers on social media. Like, if you want to do a comedy special, go do a comedy special and put it out there and cash checks.
Yeah, people say that. I don't think about it. I always forget that I have a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, once again, it's just an audience. It's my people. It's my friends. Hey, y'all. Yeah. And then with Two Funny Mamas, you know, we're up for an NAACP Image Award. I encourage everyone, please, to go to NAACP.net and vote for Two Funny Mamas under Arts Entertainment Podcast. But that's how we won before our fans went and voted. And so I'm looking for that. And building the podcast, me and Sherry are going to go on tour, do a Mother's Day special. So those are the things I look forward to, getting my son in high school, these things. So I think it's just life. And with all the tragedy that we've had in the month of January, let me tell you something. I'm always worried about, when you say what's next in my career, I'm always worried about what's next in life and in the United States and in this world. I'm always concerned about, oh my God, you know, unfortunately, that's how I live. But because I have a son, if I didn't have a kid, I'd probably be like, well, whatever happens, happens. But when you have a kid and you want to know, what am I leaving this world, the world, what am I leaving it to my son, my grandkids, et cetera? So that worries me.
Well, and I appreciate you. And I know some of the 2 million followers appreciate you helping us to laugh through some of those challenging things. Because sometimes that's all you got.
That's all you got.
Yeah. As I said, we end every episode with every guest with the concept of use your voice for good. So I ask everybody the same question to end the show. What does that concept, use your voice for good, mean to you?
Bill, didn't I answer that?
You did.
So you
But that's, I asked the same question to end every show. I can't not do it.
No, you can,
you want,
Bill.
We can just go back and edit
Bill,
in
listen,
what you said earlier.
Listen, Bill, it's your show. You can do what you want to do,
It's our
Bill.
Show.
It's our show. See, that's what I'm you, boy, Kyle, you ain't got a chance.
It's our
Bill
show.
Bill took your woman. So it was, for me, using my voice for good means standing up for what's right. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about just common sense. Recently, I had to stand up for Mayor Bass in the fires. You stand up for children. You stand up for police brutality. So for me, it's always just staying on the right side, staying on the right side of humanity. And that's what I have to do. Just going forward, I will always do that. Now, sometimes I have stood up for some things, and I've learned this lesson. I don't stand up too fast. Mm-hmm. I get the facts. Because sometimes you stand up and you're like, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. But once you know, you know. So that's what you use your voice for good for.
This was fun. I appreciate you coming in. You check her out in Philly, on tour, in Happy Gilmore, on the podcast, producing stuff. What else?
Thank you.
Everything.
You know, looking things. For a man.
You know. You not know. Named Kyle or David or any others?
Huh?
Any other names we can't?
Jerome's. I have no good times with Jerome's. Right. I've lost a few cars, houses, some things with Jerome's. Jerome's have never been a good name. You know, it sound wrong.
Yeah. I got nothing. I know one Jerome. That's my guy, but he probably fits in that category.
You got a gold too. it'd be the Jeromes with the gold tooth. It ain't the regular Jeromes. It'd be the ones with that one gold tooth. Yeah. And I was like, or Mike's, now that I've come to this station.
We're just putting together a list of names.
Y'all put a list of names together. I don't want them nowhere near me.
Thank you for coming in.
But Bills, my daddy's name is Bill. You all right with me?
Okay. And we're done.
Fun times.
Thank you. This was fun.
This was great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast. Today with comedian and actor and podcaster and producer and all of these things, Kim Whitley. And she was just fun. She's like my eyebrows, you know, so she's all right with me. I hope you enjoyed it. A great time. She's on tour, so you can check her out several different places. Follow her on social media. Check out her podcast with Sherry Shepherd. She's just doing a lot of great things that you should be aware of. You also should be aware of the fact that if you hit follow, like, subscribe, whatever's on your screen, you'll get a notification every week when another episode of The Pulse comes out. We've had some great guests. You should go back and check them out. You can also do that by downloading the Fox Local app. So all of our shows right there at your fingertips on demand. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, whatever, hit me up and follow me on social media platforms at Bill A. Fox 29. Thank you so much for joining us once again, and I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you, whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.